Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by BP.
And I'm Anna Palmer. All eyes in Washington are focused on the House Republicans' tax bill. Here's what we're hearing. There's been a push in the Capitol in the last 24 hours to include a repeal of the individual mandate in the tax bill. Let's be honest. Republicans need as much revenue as they can get, since they're slashing taxes so drastically and repealing the individual mandate gives them $400 billion more to play with. Stay tuned on this. Also, the chairman's mark, additional fixes to the tax bill, will be out by noon today ahead of the Monday markup. Here's the issues we keep hearing about in the Capitol. The mortgage interest deduction dropping from $1 million to $500,000, property tax deduction at $10,000, elimination of the second home mortgage interest deduction, and pass-through rules.
Here's a truth bomb from New Jersey Congressman Tom MacArthur, who seems to be relishing his wheeling and dealing role in just about everything these days. He said he doesn't, quote, care what anyone says. Republican leaders will be willing to negotiate if they don't have the votes. And for what it's worth, House Republicans met at 5:30 yesterday evening to discuss the tax bill, and leaders were heartened by the positivity in the room. Over barbecue bus grub, which I smelled when I was staking out the meeting in the hallways, leaders heard a steady stream of generally positive feedback about the bill. What to watch out for? Lawmakers are going home today, and they will hear from businesses and constituents about this bill over the weekend. Will the dynamic shift when folks trickle back into Washington next Monday? We'll see.
The Wall Street Journal is out with a piece on the potential landmines in the bill, including bond-issued projects that benefit private businesses. They would no longer receive preferential tax treatment. Our own Brian Fowler has a piece up on several lobbying groups coming out against the package, including the Home Builders, the National Farmers, and the American Institute of Architects, among others. And Nancy Cook writes that the House plan is much less generous than Ivanka Trump wanted on the child tax credit issue.
Want to know more? Tune in or come on down. Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady will sit down with us at the Newseum at noon today after he drops his changes to the bill. C-SPAN is carrying the programming live.
Behind the scenes, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce huddled with more than 30 top trade association CEOs Thursday afternoon, hours after the House unveiled its tax legislation, to discuss a path forward on the business community's top priorities, including tax reform and renegotiating NAFTA. American Action Network is committing another $8 million to spend in pushing House Republicans' tax reform bill. The group is launching a $1 million radio campaign in 49 districts today as part of the effort.
President Trump is leaving this morning for Hickam Air Force Base in Hawaii. This afternoon, he'll join a United States Pacific Command briefing and participate in a tour of the USS Arizona Memorial en route to Asia. The New York Times has a story up about Trump's ambitious agenda in his Asia trip, but he has little to offer, they say. CNBC's Kayla Tausch scoops the list of corporate CEOs joining Trump on the trip, including Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein, who has sparred with Trump in the past. Trump even ran a campaign ad featuring Blankfein in a not-so-positive light.
Holly Tusey has a story up on how H.R. McMaster may move the Afghanistan envoy position to the White House, a position that was shut down months ago. While there are a number of Russia stories out, including Trump and Sessions having denied knowing about Russian contacts on the campaign trail, the New York Times is now reporting that records suggest otherwise. And CNN has a piece up that Carter Page testified that he told Sessions about his Russia trip. Alana Shorn, meanwhile, writes that Senate Democrats want to grill Sessions on Russia again.
Bloomberg has a piece on former Twitter employees saying the company didn't take fake Russia accounts seriously. This comes as a Twitter customer support employee deactivated Trump's Twitter account for 11 minutes yesterday. It's since been restored. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.